So he's not shooting at this button at all.
There's a colors that we need to get through. The during Chodesh Elul, so the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to say Tehillim Perek Chav Zayin, the David Hashem Ori V'Yishi. And the Medrash explains that the reason that that is so. Actually, one more announcement before I continue. Before I forget, the is this shir being taped every day on an MP3 player? What? Are you putting it online through the office? Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because otherwise I should bring it live. Okay, so the minhag of Klal Yisrael say L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi during Chodesh Elul until after Sukkos. The Medrash explains that some of the words of L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi refer to the Chagim of Elul, what we prepare for at Elul, which of course is the Chagim of Tishrei, to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. L'David Hashem Ori, so Ori refers to Rosh Hashanah. Yish'i is a reference to the Zman Slicha V'Kapar L'Kol Yochid or L'Kol Rabim, as the Rambam calls it, namely Yom Kippurim. And Ki Yitzpeneini B'Suko B'Yom Ra'ah Yastireini, that's a reference to, obviously, to Chag HaSukkos. So in this sense, because there are Ramazim, because there are hints to the Chagim of Tishrei, for which Elul prepares, so we have this minhag to say this parak of Tehillim from Rosh Chodesh Elul until after Sukkos. However, it always occurred to me that, you know, while those might be the Ramazim, we don't just say this parak of Tehillim just so we can, you know, say the words Ori Yishi Ki Yitzpeneini B'Suka. We don't say them, I don't think, with any more kavana than we say the rest of the words. Rather, if anything, I think the key phrase in this parak, which makes it the appropriate focus for Chodesh Elul, is of course Bezosani Boteach, Im Tachane Alai Im Machane Lo Yira Libi Im Takum Alai Milchama Bezosani Boteach, and then you have the continuation, which seems like a non sequitur. Right, if I'm in this state of crisis, threatened by enemies, so I will not fear. Bezosani boteach, this is what I rely upon. And then one would expect, you know, something that would be a reasonable, soothing, confidence-building factor and force, and, you know, something that the Rabbanu Shalom has promised to us, and so on and so forth. And indeed, the Rashi, Alatar, and the Radak, and many of the Mefarshim, who are bothered by this, say Bezosani boteach refers back to the beginning of the parak. L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi Bezosani boteach Kishetachana Alai Machane Tikrav Alai Mochama. But the flow of the psukim doesn't really work so well that way. It sounds like Bezosani boteach, and then you hear the drum roll, or you see the colon. And it's Achashalti Meis Hashem Osa Vakesh Shivti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai Lachsos Benoam Hashem Ulevaker Behechalo. That would seem to be the Ani Boteach, which is the solution to all problems, the basis for confidence. But if you analyze the psukim, the words, that's problematic, which is undoubtedly what motivated Rashi and the Radak and others to go back to the beginning of the parak for the solution. They didn't see the solution in Achas Shaalti Meis Hashem Osa Avakesh. That's not Ribbono Shalom's Haftacha. It's our request, our bakasha, our she'elo bakasha. Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai Lachsos Benoam Hashem Levaker Be'echalo is a very lofty description of a certain ideal. But how is that going to relieve me from the tension, from the anxiety of the calamity which is upon me? But again, if we look at it, I think if we look at it, you know, with a little bit of greater depth, I think that that really is the answer. Indeed, the Ibn Ezra says that it's the answer. He doesn't explain why. He says, but it should be read as a colon. I think Bezosani boteach, the source of bitachon is Achas Shaalti Meis Hashem Osa Avakesh. Some Mefarshim probably was what Ibn Ezra has in mind as well. If Klal Yisrael is, you know, interested first and foremost in Lachzos Benoam Hashem Olavakar Behechalo, that's the kind of schus, you know, for which they will be saved. Well, that makes a lot of sense. But I think again, it could be suggested that it's more than that. The Malbim has a very interesting comment, which at least I thought it was a very interesting comment, which I think might be helpful here. Malbim says that what's unique about this pasuk is that the she'ela and the bakasha are the same. Normally, you have a she'ela and you have a bakasha. You have a goal, and you have a request that you find, you know, the means to that end. There's a strategy and there's a tactic to achieve the strategy. The chiddush of this pasuk is Achash Alti Meis Hashem Osa Avakesh, is that the she'ela and the bakasha are one and the same. The immediate dilemma, the tactic, the means and the methodology, and the ultimate goal and purpose is the same. And it is Shivti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai Lachzos Benoam Hashem Ulevaker Behechalo. He doesn't explain more than that, but he says that is the chiddush, that the she'ela and the bakasha meet in one concept. That concept also is not just the unification of she'ela and bakasha, but in parallel, of course, of past and of future. Right? Achas sha'alti, b'lashon avar, osa avakesh, referring to the future. My past, my future, all of this can be reconciled only on the basis of this unity of she'ela and bakasha, and in such a simple and basic formula at that. Shifti beveis Hashem, kol yimei chayai lachzos, benoam Hashem, ulevaker behechalo. The word levaker, of course, also caught the attention of the Mefarshim. Some say, Rashi already quotes both the Perushim, a boker. Boker refers to the tmidius of it all. You know, the idea that this is a persistent, long-term relationship. I rely on that persistent, long-term relationship to get me through the vicissitudes that are undoubtedly temporary in the longer scheme of things. Boker, boker, but it also means lo yivaker ben tov l'ra. It's the idea of a critical, rigorous posture that you bring to it. It's not simply you want to be passive, lachzos benoam b'ashem, but levaker behechalo, levaker ben tov l'ra, to be actively involved in contemplating and focusing on what one should be contemplating and focusing. How is that the basis for bitachon? Precisely because it provides a clarity of purpose. Instead of when a person is in crisis, searching around for, you know, all sorts of short gap, short term solutions, cheshbonos, how am I going to get out of this situation? Bezos ani boteach. It's much better, and there's a greater sense of equanimity and long term confidence if it isn't a tactic, there isn't the discrepancy between the she'ela and the bakasha, but that basically you have a unity, clarity of purpose. You understand when you're in crisis what it is that your life is really all about and what it is that makes your life valuable. What is the dimension in your life which makes it purposeful? And that's exactly what we're being told. It doesn't matter what crisis you're in and how dire the situation is, because either way the methodology and the ultimate goal are identical anyway. Your path is clear. I don't mean that there aren't decisions to be made, get to that in a second as well, but in terms of the larger issues of your perspective, what perspective should be taken to this crisis? The answer is bezos ani boteach. You can rely on something which extends from the past, which goes to the future, which unites she'ela and bakasha. You have to relate to the crisis at present the same way that you would relate to boker boker, and that is your goal has to be a clear one. Shifti beveis Hashem, kol yimei chayai, lachzos benoam Hashem, ulevaker behechalo. If you have that, then you can get through anything. Dirshu Hashem behi matzo, karu b'yoso karov. So the Medrash says that it refers to Yoshvei Beis HaMedrash or Beis HaKnesses. Because Yoshe Beis HaMedrash or Beis HaKnesses are the this world equivalent of Shivti Beis HaShem, Lachsos Benoam HaShem, Ulevaker Beheichalo. And for them, Dirshu HaShem, Behimatso, or Kro'u Beyoso Karov, it doesn't really matter. These are just almost two sides of the same coin. For other people, they might be two different issues entirely. But the method of Biyom Tzara, which is also what that parak refers to, requires of us Dirshu HaShem Behimatso Kro'u Beyoso Karov, a certain equanimity, a certain reliance on something which is tested by time, something which is based not on gimmicks, not on cheshbonos, but on, again, going to the core purpose of one's existence. Lachzos b'noam Hashem u'levaker b'heichalo. That's why Chazal tell us, when it comes to tshuva, that if a person says, echete v'yashuv, you know, it's, you know, lo nosnim lo lasos tshuva. It's not just that, you know, it's like an onesh. You know, if you abuse the process of tshuva, so you're punished and you won't attain it or achieve it. The whole point is that if you want to understand what tshuva is about, the exact opposite of tshuva is echete v'yashuv. If you use tshuva as a cheshbon, as a method, as a tactic, short term. If you say echete v'yashuv, that it could be that there are many people who do a tshuva shlema, and at the end of the day, it's not permanently effective. That's probably true for most of us to some extent. Maybe some things we're able to permanently change, and other things, you know, we resolve to change, and we do better, and maybe in time we do even more, make even more progress, but for many of us, it's going to be echta v'yashuv. But if that is a result, that's a failure that comes about in time, it's one thing. When it's something that you can anticipate and predict, when you say echta v'yashuv, not only are you skeptical about your ability to sustain your new resolutions, but you plan on, or at least not too disturbed by, the lapse, you know, which you feel to be imminent. If that's the case, then it's not bezosa niboteach achas shalte meis Hashem oso avakesh. It's a she'ela, but not necessarily a bakasha. It's and it's certainly not lachzos benoam Hashem olavaker beheichalo. If you say echet av yashuv, then basically you're looking at the challenge of tshuva in the short term. You have to overcome the hurdles in front of you. You have to attain a gemar chasima of chayim v'shalom, and you worry about the rest of it later. Or maybe you allow yourself even later the luxury of sliding back. That's lo nosnim lo lasos, or in menichim lo lasos tshuva. Meaning, it's not going to work because it's simply contradictory. It's mutually exclusive to the real concept of tshuva. The Meiri, in his Chibur HaTshuva, has some very sharp things to say about echet v'yashuv, about the idea of exploitation of tshuva. If you take tshuva and instead of seeing it as a gift and an opportunity, you exploit it to do averas in the future. So of course that kind of cynicism, you know, again betokens an attitude which is inconducive for tshuva. Lo nosim lo tshuva. So he focuses on the cynicism aspect of it, and the fact that you have a built-in avera in your tshuva is two formulations. But I think it works nicely with this idea as well, and that is that the attitude of echta v'yashuv is inconsistent with what long-term tshuva is supposed to be about. Last week we read the parsha of Re'eh. The parsha begins, Re'eh, whenever the Torah says something like Re'eh, it sounds like it's about to not just address us, but it's about to impart like some major eye-opening insight. Again, you can, there's a kind of a drum roll when you see the Re'eh. You know, I've spoken in the past. Vayisainav, it's like a revelation. So basically, the Torah is telling us, Re'eh, I'm about to provide you with a revelation. Anochi nosein lefnechem hayom bracha uklala. Esa bracha asher tishmu, mitzvot Hashem Elokeichem, asher anochi mitzaveh eskem hayom, vehaklala, im lo tishmu mitzvot Hashem Elokeichem, besartem el aderech asher anochi mitzaveh eskem hayom, lelechas achrei Elohim acherim asher lo yedatem. So what is this revelation? The Torah, it is Pashat HaTorah, says, I have it here, that Re'e is from the language of Yirah Shamayim. Okay. So the insight we're being that's being revealed to us is something which is critical for our Yirah Shamayim. What is that insight? So the truth is, it's number one, the fact that we have free choice, which is a crucial ingredient in tshuva. The Rambam speaks about Bechira Chavshis smack in the middle of Hilchas Tshuva, almost as if to tell us that Bechira Chavshis is the centerpiece of tshuva. It's the reason that one needs tshuva, accountability, and it's the basis upon which one can actually achieve what is almost miraculous, namely behavior, not only behavior modification, but personality change, is based on our faith in the concept of Bechira Chavshis. So on one hand, we're being told here that you have a choice. You have bracha and klala. Maybe I'll get back to that later on. But I think it's more than that. I think that the re'e is also to establish the nature of the contrast between the bracha and the klala. Not only that you have the choice, and that the consequences are consequential based on the choice that you make, but just the presentation of, the description of the bracha and the klala, that in itself is an insight which may be crucial to your ultimate bechira as well. If you look carefully at the structure of the psukim, so the klala and the bracha, the klala has a very long pasuk. Im lo sishmu mitzvos Hashem elokeichem. And not only that, not only is it a long pasuk, Vim sartem in aderech asher anochi mitzaveskem hayom, three parts of the pasuk, not even just two. But there's the intellectual part, or emotional part, whatever you want to call it. Losishmu is the Kabbalah. And then there's the practice, Visartim and Aderech. Lalecha Sachrei Elohim Acher. Maybe there are even two. It's hard to know whether Visartim is really the second half of the second part of the first half of the pasuk, or it's really the first part of the second half of the pasuk. It's hard to know that. According to the Esnachta, I guess it would be the second half of the first part of the pasuk. But either way, it's a very complex, much more complex than most psukim. But especially when you contrast it to the bracha. The bracha is esa bracha, number one, as opposed to viha klala. Farshim note that. It sounds like the bracha is not just a path that you will take, but it's a cheftza or a chalos in its own right. Esa bracha, it stands on its own. But more than that, if the klala has three parts and is unusually verbose, the bracha is unusually concise. Esa bracha, that's already the esnachta. Asher tishmu mitzvos Hashem elokeichem asher anochi mitzaveh eschem hayom. There's something missing in the pasuk. And the something that's missing is provided by Rav Sajigon, by Rashi, by the Targum. They all say what the pasuk really means is Esa bracha im or almanas shetishmu amitzos Hashem elokeichem asher anochi mitzaveh eschem hayom. The conditional aspect of it is missing. But even if you want to say that the s means im, which is what Rashi, Rav Sajigon, Unklis all say, you're still missing the second half of the pasuk. So you have an s and a vit, and then you have this very long verbose pasuk and this very succinct half missing pasuk. And if you don't interpret like Rashi and so on, if you interpret like the Ibn Ezra and the Tur, who noticed this, so basically there's no im at all. It's simply es ha-bracha, the bracha. And what is the bracha? There simply is the bracha. And what is it? Asher tishmu amitzos Hashem elokeichem asher anochi mitzaveh eschem hayom. So the bracha is that you should, or the bracha results from making the decision to listen to mitzvah Hashem elokeichem. It's not clear in the pasuk. It sounds like the pasuk is telling us exactly what I was suggesting the Malbim, what the Malbim says, but I was just trying to expand upon it, goes on in Acha She'alti Me'es Hashem Osa Avakesh. Namely, when it comes to the bracha, which stands on its own, and it isn't just a method or a direction, Es HaBracha. When it comes to that, so basically, what we're being told is that the methodology and the ultimate objective are the same. The method is Asher Tishmun Es Mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem, and that we know is true. The method of tshuva is at least one of the most important methods of tshuva, maybe the most important, is through Talmud Torah. Yarov Kamatar Lekhi, we're told, is connected to Kchui Machem Dvarim Veshuvu Al Hashem, Ki HaMitzvah Hazos, which, according to the Ramban, refers to tshuva. According to the Gemara in Erevin, and Afton Hay, and Rashi and the Rambam both quote it, Rashi Chumash and the Rambam in Talmud Torah, that pasuk really refers to Talmud Torah. The Netziv says that I think earlier Chaim Mivlajan said it, that the method of tshuva me'ahava, which is a more ambitious tshuva, which is able to transform as donos, not only into shkagos, but into zechuyos, is through the tshuva of Talmud Torah. The tefillah, what the Rambam calls tefillah b'me'adas, in the end of Hilchos Mikvos. So the point is that on the one hand, the method of tshuva is asher tishmun el mitzvot Hashem Elokeichem. But at the same time, that's not only the method, you know, the sam chayim, if you will, or the moshcheu on the Beis HaMedrash, it's also the goal and the objective. If you don't, it's not im tishmu then, and the then is missing. There's no then. The point is that you're given an opportunity for a meaningful life, where the raison d'etre of your life is given with clarity of purpose, namely im tishmun es Hashem Elokeichem. That's the es habracha. It's lachzos b'noam Hashem u'levaker b'heichalo. So some of the mepharshim say it refers to Sisrei Torah, Ibn Ezra, the Radak, and others say no, it just, you know, Metzudas David, and others say it refers to, you know, Basias Mitzvos and Talmud Torah. And there's no steerer between those two things either. But the point is, lachzos b'noam Hashem u'levaker b'heichalo means a life of Torah Mitzvos. And es habracha means that the method is this, and that's also the goal. The goal is asher tishmun es Hashem Elokeichem. If you're able to do that, as opposed to, then you don't need anything more than that. And the Mepharshim note this, that again, the contrast to the klala, in addition to the structural differences that I mentioned before, is that the, I also noted that the klala has a dibur, a shmiya, and it has a asiya. The bracha just has a shmiya. So some Mepharshim say, well, you know, Machshava Tova, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar Fa L'Maisa, that's true. But in this context in particular, the point is that one who can appreciate, doesn't mean you don't have obligations, but if you want to understand the contrast between the bracha and the klala is all about cheshbonos. It's all about, you know, cause and effect, but where the focus is on is a method, and then there is a result. And when it comes to bracha, the chiddush of the bracha, the re'ei, precisely in that contrast, is that it's all there. The Kabbalah, the Nasa, the Nishma, are one and the same when done properly. So it's enough to be committed, to understand the nature and the power of that commitment. That in itself is a bracha. The Sfarnu, in commenting on the bracha and the klala, says that, you know, in normal life, we have much more moderate choices to make. When it comes to re'ei, part of the chiddush of the Torah is the contrast between the bracha and the klala. He says it very nicely. He says, bracha klala v'heim shnei aktzavos, ki abracha hi hatzlacha yosem in amaspik, al tzad yoser tov, v'aklala hi me'era machaseres shelo yusag, see if I can find the rest of it, shelo yusag hamaspik. Basically, what he's saying is that in most choices that we make are, you know, more subtle choices. When it comes to the bracha and the klala, the s and the v, the, you know, the succinct shmiya oriented bracha, or the lengthy cause and effect method and objective and so on, klala, the choices are much more stark. And the truth is, it is so. And finally, Re'ei addresses us as Yechidim, even as it tells us Lifnechem, and that's something that caught the eye of the Mepharshim as well. Some of them downplay it. The previous parsha was to Yechidim, and therefore we begin Re'ei. Others downplay the Tzibor part, Kol HaKlolos, Nemru, Belashon Yachid, or because it's a certain process, first Moshe, then Aaron, then the Zkenim, then all Klal Yisrael. So there are those who neutralize the discrepancy. But many of the Farshim think that it's very important that this insight is addressed both to the Yachid and to the Tzibur. Bechira in the end is something that, that takes place on an individual level, but environment influences greatly. At the same time, the individual, strong in his decision, with clarity of purpose, who understands that Bezosani Boteach can be accomplished through Achas She'alti Me'es Hashem, who understands Es HaBracha, that individual can have tremendous impact can have tremendous impact on the community as well. Yeah. And that, of course, connects us to the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem, which, according to the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, is particularly significant at this time of year. Afal pi shetkia shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeres hakasuv remez yeshbo klomar uru yeshenim mishinaschem hakitzu nirdamim mitardim osechem v'chipsu masechem v'chizru b'tshuva v'zichru barachem elo ashochim misa'emes v'habli azman v'shogim kol shenasam v'hevel v'rik asher lo yo'il v'lo yatzil habitu l'nashosechem v'etibu darchechem malechem v'beautiful Rambam v'yazov kolechem mechem darko hara u'machshavto asher lo tova l'fikach tzarech kol adam she'ira atzmo kol ashana kula kilu chetzi azaka v'chetzi akayev. It's based on the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem. V'chein kol olam chetzi ozakai v'chetzi akayev chata chet echad v'chriya atzmo v'chriyas kol olam kulo v'kaf chova v'garam lo ashchasa asa mitzvah achas hare echriya atzmo v'chriya kol olam kulo l'kaf schus v'garam lem tshua v'hatzala zeo shenemar v'tzadik yisod olam v'she tzadak atzmo v'chriya es kol olam v'hitzilo mepnei inyan zeh nogu kol beis yisrael l'harbos b'tzdako v'masim tovim l'asa k'mitzas m'rosh hashanah v'ad yom ha-kippurim yesu m'kol yimos hashanah. Of course, when we get closer, so the Rambam quotes this as being particularly important for Elul and pre-Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, this idea of a big understanding, of course, that the environment influences, but that individuals also influence the environment. And in a technical way, the sense of responsibility to see yourself as the machria, not as a function of arrogance, but as a function of excessive responsibility, to be the machria of kol ha'olam, which means not only as an individual to make sure that your checks and balances come out on the right side, but more profoundly, obviously, to try to influence your environment so that that environment will be conducive for you and conducive for others as well. And in that sense, one who is re'eh and understands what the bracha is and understands that lachzos benoam Hashem laker beheichalo, with its simplicity but its profundity at the same time, we understand that, then it becomes our obligation that the re'eh really turn into a lifnechem. And I think those of us who are lucky enough to be in the environment of yeshiva can really appreciate the opportunity of Chodesh Elul. Our yeshiva is a little more complex than most, in the sense that our agenda is wider and more ambitious and sometimes obviously more distracting, but the principle applies and actually therefore applies with even greater urgency. And that is, despite all of the complex challenges that face us, the sense of priority and clarity of purpose, that everything that we do ultimately is lachzos benoam Hashem ulevaker beheichalo, that really is bezos anivoteach. It allows us to achieve victory in our personal struggles and wars. Bikrov alai, imtachen alai machane, or milchamam is something that applies not only to an external threat, but to the struggles that we have in shaping our own destiny and our own lives. And I think if we focus on this parak, not only for the Ori V'Yishi, but the Ori V'Yishi are obviously magnified when one truly understands Bezos Anivoteach, Achas She'alte Me'es Hashem, Lachzos Benoam Hashem, Levaker V'Heichalo. Okay. And now back to